I realized I had not told anybody where I was going. Nobody would know where to look for me.
"Another thing,"
he said, smiling cruelly.
"It was your fault your ugly sister was attacked. I did it. I hit her with the iron chain your convict left on the marshes. But I did it because I hated you."
He drank again. I watched the level of the liquid go down. I knew that when he finished the bottle, my life would end.
"And I know all about that convict you're hiding. I've waited and watched outside your rooms and on the stairs. You fell over me once. I've got a friend who's going to inform the police about him. Yes, Compasson'll make sure he's hanged when you're dead."
The last of the rum went down his throat, and picking up his hammer, he came towards me. Determined to fight, I shouted as loudly as I could. Suddenly the door was thrown open, and Herbert and Startop rushed in. With a violent shout, Orlick jumped over the table and escaped into the night. My two friends had found Orlick's letter to me, which in my hurry I had dropped in my room in London. They had suspected some wicked plot, and come straight to the town, and then to the marshes to find me. Luckily, they had arrived just in time. They took me back to London that night, and looked after me carefully all the next day, so that, although my arm was still aching, and I felt very weak, I was fit enough for the planned journey on Wednesday.